'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the station, not a sound was to be heard, except Finn's masturbation. The mugs were lined up on Dave's desk with great care, just in case that Sam bastard did get in his hair. The staff were all snuggled, asleep in their beds, whilst visions of my anus raced round in their heads, but in air traffic control, with nobody docking, Tara was snoring, her head gently rocking. When from outside 5K came an ominous beep, that woke poor Tara up from her sleep. She rushed to her desk to see what 'twas the matter, but before she could act, a sidewinder went splatter. The ship made a mess of the toast rack in front. She had to wake David, the miserable cunt. He burst into the control room with an almighty roar and screamed at poor Tara, "What the fuck was that for?" The sidewinder's pilot had tried to speed dock. Desperate to beat the time on his clock, straight to the window, David ran like a flash. "Oh," he said bluntly, "it's that daft pilot Crash." Now all the station awoke with alarm, except for poor Doug, who had slept on his arm. They ran to the bay with great trepidation, all gasping in awe at the dock's devastation. "We're stuck in this station. The toast rack is fucked. But what about Christmas?" everyone clucked. "There's no in or out now. We're all stuck in here. Christmas is cancelled, and so is New Year." David's pulse surged. He was raging with anger. He stormed down the bay and then out of the hangar, then opened his door with an almighty bash and picked up a mug to throw at poor Crash. "Out of my way, fucking peasants," he cried, as poor Mr. Crash was attempting to hide, then lobbed through the air with uncanny precision. A mug smacked his head and Crash lost his vision. And so, my dear listeners, the reasons are clear why everyone's stuck on the station this year, with nothing to do and no one to dock. Even dodgy Fingerian is now bored of his cock. So the staff have decided, whilst they wait for repair, to let it all out and let down their hair. The Thargoid and Ferdalance bar is the venue, so let's join them now and see what's on the menu.
Barnard Star. A low mass, red dwarf star, 6 light-years from Sol. Industrious, and home to over 10 million people, Barnard's station is the hub of all the interplanetary trade in the system. Traders are constantly exchanging imported goods for the robotics and computers that Barnard's star is famed for throughout the galaxy. All this activity has to be controlled. Cargo must be scanned, ships must be authorized, and fees and bounties must be paid. These are the duties of the Barnard Star Dockers.
Left a bit, right. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, that's the spot. Stick it there. Oh, lovely. Now, while you're there, stick this up. Oh, that's fantastic. What an angel.
Oh, Richard, what lovely baubles. I love the way I can see my face in them. I'm quite exhausted now.
But it was worth it.
Yes, our first Christmas in our new home. And such a lovely tree. A genuine prison pine. Smells like a new carpet and slaves. With just a hint of dental floss and disappointment.
Okay. Time to turn on the lights.
Okay, I'll count you down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ta-da!
Ooh, very pretty. I like how there's an explosion of light coming out of the top.
Is it me? Or does that tree look like a giant?
Oh my!
It does look like a giant.
I told you getting Fingerin to help choose the tree was a bad idea.
It bloody is a giant fucking
Turn it off. There's children outside. Oh, I will just have to rearrange them myself.
Meanwhile, David Brubin is getting into the Christmas spirit in his own particular way.
Why do we let that fucking crash anywhere near this station? He buggered up my genitalia last time he was here, made a right mess of my anus, and now he's banged my docking port so hard I had to get a specialist in to straighten it out.
Apparently he had too much of the Christmas spirit, your eagleness.
Don't mention fucking Christmas. Every year they make me dress up to hand presents to the staff. Now they expect me to organise all the bloody entertainment we're going to need.
The Sargod and the Fur de Lance has many function rooms, your rightness.
Yes, five of them are illegal. I'm willing to overlook that because nobody wants to live next door to a bar that's constantly exploding. Only last month, that Agent P got in a rare ale, Pyfang Fartfizz. Three floors had to be shut down.
Yes, that was one hell of a night. I managed to trump the scene to the dambusters.
I know, I smelt it. Anyway, because we are officially shut down, I'm going to have to put this station into offline mode.
No, not the offline mode. No one has used the offline mode in 20 years. There will be protests, your magnificentness. Does it even work?
Well, it's too important not to try, so that's why you're going to help with the decorations. Maybe they won't notice, especially with some fucking glittery distractions. In the meantime, I need a bloody good drink.
Pickled cox juice? Eggnog? How about a nice kick in the head?
How dare you speak to me like that, Michelle?
No, your magnificence. It is a drink. Yes, a drink. Maybe we could get the hands up to patrol the areas, and you could take a few hours off to prepare your sack. I will help you squeeze into the outfit.
Great idea. Oh, damn, Hans is doing a pantomime thing at the station school today. I'll send him a message after.
Hans Sup and his security team are performing their annual play for the station school. This year, the team are performing Jack and the Beanstalk. The play usually ends with the security team giving out presents to the children.
Hello, and welcome to our little play. Today, we are doing Jack and the Beanstalk. And there will be presents afterwards. But any misbehavior and you will be shot through the ice like the Imperial scum you are! Sorry. You will be taken outside and you will not receive a present.
Where are you taking that cow?
This cow is to be slaughtered like the Imperials, so we can have the meat for the winter.
I'll have that cow for the magic beans.
That sounds like the good deal. Here is the cow. Now hand over the magic beans.
You sold the cow for beans? You are stupid number eins and must be punished. Bend over the table whilst I whip you.
We leave the play in all its glory. Jack Soffolot and Finn Gerin have decided to go shopping in the station's shopping arcade. Jack is looking for a present for May and can't decide what is appropriate. Finn is there to help him choose.
How about this?
Finn, I'm looking for something refined and dignified, not a French maid's outfit.
But it comes with a free subscription to Milkmaids for a whole year.
Now this is more appropriate.
Perfume, yeah, sure.
Why? What's wrong with perfume?
You're basically saying she smells.
Yeah, I suppose. You fancy nipping off to the Thargoid for a quickie?
I haven't got my... Oh, you mean a drink? Sure.
Why, what did you... Oh, never mind.
Hey, how about you get the VIP treatment for the Thargoid and Fur de Lance? I hear they're doing a cracking Christmas dinner.
They're doing a right roaring trade, now as no one can get in or out the station.
Tell me about it. My subscription to Zero G Grannies has been delayed indefinitely. I hope David sorts something out soon.
Oh, I don't know. I want something that feels special. Hey, watch where you're going.
Out of my way, pleb! Yes, I would like to book this establishment. Yes, the Thargoid and Fertilance, for the party. Yes, I did say party. I figured since we are stuck on this fucking station, I might as well get drunk.
Your Highness, who are you inviting to this party?
Me?
Surely you could let some of the other workers come?
What, spend time with this rabble? Fuck off! I'd rather give an extended interview to Lave Radio whilst having my nipples grated gently and then twisted off by a trumble.
They expect some entertainment, your nobleness. They is trapped here until the toast rack is pulled out.
Oh, very well. Send a message over the tannoy.
Mr. David Proben, in his infinite gloriness, has decided to grant everyone a party. There will be karaoke and a free bath.
Free fucking bar? Free fucking bar? Why, you little shitbag?
Ooh, that hit the spot.
Word of the party has got round the station, and there is some excitement building, although there are several protesters outside Davy's office who are complaining about the current offline mode within the station.
Give a cheer, give a cough. If offline mode, can fuck off.
I'm outraged. I'm going to sue. Offline mode means I can't poo.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Listen here. Offline mode will spoil the station for everyone.
We need to save on power. Who knows when we will get fixed?
I don't pay my taxes to have the toilet turned off at 1 a.m. Do you have any idea how fast the toilets fill up after a McThargoids?
It was a decision we had to make, and I didn't make it lightly. Now, if you don't like it, fuck off.
Let's get him.
I warn you, I'm skilled in the art of Mugitsu.
What the fuck is Mugitsu?
Mug! Ugh! Mug! Mug!
An impressive display, your totalitarianness.
Bah, basic moves. Throw these idiots in the cells and tell them I'm keeping their Christmas bonus. Stupid protesters trying to tell me how to run my fucking station.
The party has been hastily organised, and Agent P is still setting up his karaoke equipment. The free bar means everyone is taking more than a few drinks, and the mood is jolly, apart from David, who is just a little upset.
First a free fucking bar, now you want me to wear this?
It is the tradition. The boss dresses up as the Santa Claus, your nobleness.
Yes, but the last time I checked, Santa didn't have a fucking skirt.
It is the sexy Santa. It was the only thing they had.
Sexy Santa? Listen here, I've worked on this station for 30 years. I'm not wearing a fucking skirt.
But the children will be expecting a Santa. Think of the children, your kingship.
Why can't I just wear a fucking jumper? I've got 100 wankers complaining about offline mode, Crash has broken my docking port, and now I have to wear a fucking skirt because of the kids!
Your imperialness! Your majesty! Ooh, help medics!
David has been taken to Minerva, who is not impressed. He has failed to stick to his stress routine.
David, what are we going to do? I told you no more shouting. Your blood pressure was so high you passed out. I said we would have to take drastic measures if you couldn't calm down.
Ah, what the fuck is this thing?
This is the stress collar. In order to keep you calm, it will administer a small shock to your system every time it detects stress or high blood pressure.
I'm not worried about that fucking... What the...
It's too late. It's for your own good. Sarah Churchill has signed the waiver.
Why that little...
Now, I believe you have a job as Santa to do?
I'm not wearing a... Okay, I'll do it.
Meanwhile, in the Thargoid and Ferdalance, the staff are taking advantage of the free bar and are starting to enjoy themselves, some a little more than others.
Oh, this is fantastic, me lovers. Not had a Beldaquiri bondage beer in ages.
Testing. Ah, welcome to the Thargoid and Ferdalance Christmas party. Before the karaoke, there will be a charity auction.
Oh, hey, here's Hans. Oh, what's up, Hans, my lover?
Ah, some damn kids. They completely destroyed my beanstalk.
Oh, what happened?
I was doing the giant, you know? Fee, fi, fo, thum. I smell the blood of the imperial scum. When one of the little kids ran on the stage and grabbed my beans.
So what did you do?
I used my truncheon on him. sent the other kids right it. And then before you know, the whole thing was ruined by the Imperial scum and by the kids. Now I have to explain to the parents why we deliver the kids home unconscious.
The charity auction is underway, and many items are being auctioned off for charity. However, some of the items are turning out to be more popular than others.
Okay, a nice round of applause to Frank there, who bid 400 credits for the 200-year-old Libyan brandy. Apparently it was very tasty. Okay, next up, Lot 29 in our catalogue, kindly donated by David Rubin, no less. It's this tasteless jumper, 3284 winter edition. Do I hear 1 credit? Half a credit? A quarter? Okay, I'll start the bidding myself at a quarter. Come on, there must be one of you out there who wants this lovely jumper.
I'm waiting for the next lot, 30. A selection of underwear from Susan Boyles.
I'm waiting for the slaves for a day section. I hear May's got roped into it this year.
I thought you'd given up on May after the debacle in the hotel.
I told her. I didn't swallow and it doesn't count. Well, Richard has been like a hawk. He started walking her to work and home again. He even monitors the security cameras at McThargoids. I can't get near her at the moment, but if I win this auction...
Oh, here goes.
Yeah, it's just inside it. I'll pay him after the auction. Okay, lot number 30. Ooh, a selection of Susan Boyle's underwear as worn on the Boyle Goes Pop Tour. Still mildly moist. Okay, I'll start the bidding at 5 credits.
Here. I bid 750 credits.
Wow, a substantial bid there from the generous man. Very generous, sir. Okay, going once. Twice. Sold to the slightly creepy-looking gentleman in the stall.
Yes, I can add these to my collection. I was missing Susan Boyle's.
There's a collection of underwear.
A man should have a hobby.
Richard has been in the bar for hours having no work to do, so he's starting to feel the effects of the alcohol.
I am not drunk. I have only had a few.
You haven't stopped drinking since you heard the words free bar.
Damn right. It was about time David did something for us.
I do like the candles on the tables though. Very romantic.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to sing a song. Get me another shot of Shanks. I'll be right back.
Richard, oh no!
Oh my! What's he doing?
He's not leaving his hat on for sure.
I say, old chaps, he is waggling his flaps at us. That's not cricket.
Richard, that's not a pole.
Ah, me Jacobs!
Oh, I feel sick.
Richard, get down here now.
Okay, keep your hair on. Jesus, only having a bit of fun.
That excuse never works for me either.
Oh, good. You got my shot.
Richard, that's not a shot, that's...
Oh, hot shot. Are you trying to get me drunk, Maze Fellow?
That's the candle. I put it in your glass to stop it dripping on the table.
I can't breathe. It's setting my guts.
Oh, someone call Minerva.
Blimey, Charlie, what happened to Richard? You look like you sucked off half of Madame Tussauds.
He swallowed too, so that does count.
Richard, oh, we can never have a nice night out, can we?
If we wait long enough, it will come out the other end, like a candle in the wind.
A rather downbeaten Jack Sofalot is propping up the bar. He seems to be regaling his life story to the barman, who is offering him drinks from the cocktail list.
It's a hard life being a baggage handler. Everyone expects you to have a firm hold of their baggage. You realise we go through 30,000 ships every shift. That many ships takes a right toll on your
cocktail winner, sir.
Your hands. I mean, it's hard enough finding time for my personal life as it is. Sometimes I think I'm chasing
a so sensible screw against the wall, sir.
The wrong woman. I mean, May, she's already married. She's a great girl, though. Oh, I don't know. I can still picture myself there. Sand, sea...
Sex on the beach with a screaming Nazi, sir.
May in me hand, watching all the three suns set on Castor. All I'm asking for is a bit of romance. Is that a bit too much to ask for?
A couple of scotch eggs and a crunchy pickle, sir.
I mean, Finn, he's a great friend. And it's good to have friends. Especially ones who...
Line up the blowjob and finish on a screaming orgasm, sir.
...who are so understanding. I guess I'll just keep trying. Who knows? One day I'll have...
A cock-clucking cowboy, sir.
A what? Oh, go on, then.
David has put on his sexy Santa's outfit, and he's making last-minute adjustments to his sack before walking out to offer pleasure to the station's children.
Hey, look who's here, kiddies! Oops. Sorry.
Would you mind
letting me
pass, sir? Oh, I'm sorry, madam. Terribly sorry.
Make way for his royal highness. I mean his santoriness. Yes.
Is David wearing a skirt?
Finn!
It's David, for fuck's sake. Get a wet wipe.
Yes, hello, boys and girls. Ho, ho, ho. Santa here, and I've got some lovely presents for all of you. But first, some special presents for the people who have made a huge contribution to the station this year.
Yes, I would like to invite Doug Gitout onto the stage.
Doug has broken the record for the most contraband found this year on the station. So we'd like to honour Doug Gitout with this little pencil.
Thank you, my lovers. I'd like to thank everyone in customs. Jack Sofferlot, my dad Stu Gitout, my other dad Wayne Gitout.
Okay, next we have the award for the most helpful member of staff, and the nominations are...
May Swallow, for removing a McStiffy from an Imperial Senator after David stuck it up his nostrils.
Oh, I remember that. I had to use a whole ton of Sirius Super Lube.
Lubrichet, for cleaning up my anus and helping to get genitalia out in the docking bay.
I say, OB, it's all in a day's work, don't you know? What ho!
And finally, Minerva, for treating over 100 mug-related injuries this year.
Unfortunately, Minerva can't be with us tonight as she's fixing a mug-related injury. And the winner is... May Swallow.
Oh, I've never won anything in my life. Thank you. And I'd like to thank McThargoids.
Right, you stop that right now.
Do you hear the people flounce, flouncing the song of flouncy men? It is the message of the people who will not be mugged again. When the posting of a flounce equals the flouncing of the post, there is a flounce about to start when the flouncers come.
Oh, what the fuck?
We are the Federals against Christmas, or flounce.
No, not the fuck. Flouncers.
Right. We demand a refund.
What for?
Well, let's see. You've stuck this station into offline mode. You've arranged this silly party without inviting us.
No refunds. You've had more than your fair use of this station.
Well, that's not all you've... What the fuck?
Did you see the size of that mug?
Thank fuck for that. Where the hell did you get a mug that size from, Hans?
Well, it was supposed to be a present for you from the staff, sir.
For me? Oh.
The largest mug in the galaxy.
And you smashed it on... Ah! Why, you... Ah! Fuck! Ah! Mug! Ah! Fuck! Ah! Mug! Ah!
Merry Christmas, sir.
Somebody help! He is short-circuiting.
Let me.
Mug! Ow! Oh, that's better.
Okay, right. Back to the karaoke. We have Michelle Disaster.
Yes, I would like to dedicate this song to you,
On my own, with that big ease inside me, alone, Think you know me? Just lonely. And shouting all his young fellows about me. And when he's called the bug, I hit the floor and I'm unconscious.
Okay, turn this shit off. The G1 is on. I hear the new presenter is stunning.
Well, everyone has had fun and everyone got very drunk. Richard made a full recovery, but what about the docking port? Did it get fixed? Well, you have been listening to a Hanukkah special episode of Dockers, a Onesie Hole production. Folded and cut into a snowflake by Simon Winard and gift wrapped in a used brown paper bag by Grant Walcott. Dockers was created using assets and imagery from Elite Dangerous with the permission of Frontier Developments PLC for non-commercial purposes. It is not endorsed nor reflects the views or opinions of Frontier Developments, and no employee of Frontier Developments was involved in the making of it. All music used in this episode was royalty-free and licensed for use through pond5.com. Tune in next time for more Dockers.